WAFU. Well, I appreciate the help and knowing that it's closed. And it's probably the one I'm thinking of. Raskiller's been there forever. I remember the name. I never did make it there, but I do remember the name. And there's a couple guys from my area that I know have been there, so I'm sure they'd be willing to go back. Yeah, I'm not for the touristy thing. I'm for the food. One of the first things that I found in Fort Worth was Edelweiss on the south side of Fort Worth. Not the greatest part of town, but you're safe. And I was dating a coon-ass woman from Louisiana. Took her there, had no idea the food, so we set date. And funny part, I'll make this a short story. Yeah, I'll make this short, boring story as short as I can. We sit down, and the owner, I guess it was the owner or manager, come up, had a very heavy German accent. And I'm looking at the menu and talking to her, and she's about half-broken French anyway. But this heavy German accent, I look up at him, and we start talking, and he asked where I was from, and I told him Michigan area. Oh, you ever been to Frankenmuth? And if I had to spell it the way he said it. And I said, yeah, I've been there quite a few times. And he said, I got friends there in Frankenmuth. It's Frankenmuth's a pretty famous place. One in Reno didn't hear about it at all because I actually brought it up to the waitress. But you can make it to Fort Worth on the south side of Fort Worth. Place called Edelweiss. You won't get better food. And they had a little oompa band going, and they were fixing to have some kind of party that night, which kind of happens all the time anyway. Sarah Dre, and again, I appreciate your help, Annie, and a week later.